This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. High voltage campaigning is underway for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders of major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held an election rally at Palamu district in Jharkhand this morning. Mr. Modi said that 25 crore people came out of poverty in the last 10 years of NDA government. He said there has been no blot of corruption on him in the past 25 years as Chief Minister and Prime Minister. He accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress leaders of amassing huge wealth for their children. He said in 2014, the entire world saluted the power of Indian democracy because of the votes of people. With their vote, people in 2014 removed the corrupt Congress government. Mr. Modi will also address public meeting at Sisai in Gumla district of the state this afternoon. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Darbhanga in Bihar. Scrutiny of nominations for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections is being held today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. Monday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Polling in the fifth phase will be held for 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories on the 20th of this month. Scrutiny of nomination papers will also be held today for the second phase of assembly polls in Odisha. 75 international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries have arrived in India to witness the Lok Sabha elections in the country. To exemplify its commitment to conducting general elections of the highest standards, the Election Commission invited these delegates to witness democratic excellence firsthand. During their visit, the delegates will participate in a 6-day program beginning today. The poll body said that the program seeks to familiarize foreign election management bodies, EMBs, with the nuances of India's electoral system and the best practices used by the largest democracy in the world. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar and Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Supi Singh Sandhu will address the delegates tomorrow. Thereafter, the delegates will embark on visits to 6 states, Maharashtra, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. The program will end on the 9th of this month. Former Congress leader Sanjay Nirupam has joined Shiv Sena Eknath Shinde in Maharashtra in the presence of Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. Sanjay Nirupam's ties with the Congress turned sour when the party, as part of the seat-sharing agreement, gave up Mumbai Northwest seat to Amol Kirtikar, a candidate from Shiv Sena UBT. The National Testing Agency is all set to conduct the National Eligibility cum Entrance Test, NEET undergraduate, tomorrow. More than 24 lakh candidates will appear for the examination this year at different centres across 557 cities throughout the country and 14 cities outside India. The exam will take place from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. as per the Indian Standard Time. The NTA directed the candidates to carry their downloaded admit cards that prominently display photograph, signature and roll number barcode. It said these details are crucial for identification and verification purposes during the examination. If any candidate finds these essential elements missing on their admit card, they are advised to download the admit card again from the official website. Candidates are also advised to arrive at their designated examination centres in time to complete all pre-examination formalities efficiently. Heatwave conditions are very likely in some pockets over Gangetic West Bengal, Telangana, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Jharkhand and Tamil Nadu during the next 2 days. India Meteorological Department said that similar conditions are likely to continue in Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Saurashtra, Kutch and West Rajasthan till the next 2 to 3 days. Hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail in isolated pockets over coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Konkan, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura during the next 3 to 4 days. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. Currently, Kolkata Knight Riders are at the second spot in the points table while Mumbai Indians are at the ninth position. And that is the end of this news bulletin.